You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. For worse or better, the role of perspective in assessing your own progress in the martial arts, and the emergent property of excellence. As a martial arts instructor, I am sometimes confronted with a student who gravely confesses to me something like, "Not only am I not improving, I think I'm getting worse." While there may be extremely rare cases, perhaps due to illness, where an individual actually experiences a degradation of skill, this concern is far more likely to be rooted in perception rather than in reality. First of all, let's look at what it means to get worse or get better at all. Your level as a martial artist is a complicated and nuanced concept at best. It combines basic physical attributes like balance, strength, flexibility, speed, and endurance, all of which can be objectively measured and observed, with higher order attributes like knowledge, judgment, timing, and integration of mobility, defense, and offense, none of which are easily measured. Your assessment of your own level in these higher order attributes is going to be subjective, not objective. For this kind of assessment, you might try a number of different subjective measuring sticks. One may be how you think you fare in sparring with other students or in competition. The problem with using this as a measuring stick is that while your level is almost surely improving at one rate or another over time, the level of your sparring partners is also improving over time at one rate or another, frequently at a different rate than that of your improvement. Imagine a world in which you and all your classmates progress in level at precisely the same pace. That would mean that you would never see progress in the sense of you doing better than your opponents or them doing better than you. It would seem as if you are all trapped in stasis, neither improving nor degrading your level. But that is not how the world works. Each person progresses at different rates. Each individual experiences periods of faster growth and slower growth. It's very common for one of your training partners to experience an intense surge in level while your rate of improvement stays the same. This would be like speeding up while driving and then looking to an adjacent lane and seeing that another car is passing you despite the fact that you are accelerating. If you focus too much on the passing car and not on the entire environment, you can experience the illusion that you're actually traveling backwards. Another subjective measuring stick would be how you look to yourself in training. For example, your intellectual grasp of technique may increase faster than your physical ability to execute technique. What do I mean by this? When you first begin training, your understanding of the nuances of technique will be quite limited. When you observe yourself, perhaps in the mirror or on a video recording, you will not see the small flaws that your instructor sees. Instead, you will probably be gratified by the fact that you're executing anything like a martial arts technique at all. You'll probably think something like, "Man, I look cool doing this kick." Over time, you will gradually grow to see the small flaws in your technique. It's not uncommon for this ability to see your flaws to increase faster than your ability to correct the flaws. Thus, it's perfectly possible to convince yourself that you once looked good throwing a technique and now look terrible. It's easy to see why one might think of this as, quote, "getting worse," unquote, rather than getting better. To put it simply, your standards are improving faster than your game is improving. The subjective opinion to which you should give the most weight is that of your instructor. He saw you, as you were beginning, with a professional eye, and sees you now with the same professional eye. As I am fond of telling my students, if you are not happy with your progress, and your instructor is happy with your progress, all is right with the world. If your instructor is not happy with your progress, and you are, you have a problem. It's important to point out that there are instructors who are so desperate to keep you as a student that they'll lie to you about your progress in order to avoid an uncomfortable discussion. Deciding whether or not your instructor is one of these is a judgment call that you must make. Just keep in mind the points that I have made here today before making such a decision. Long-term development of such a complex skill set as those found in the martial arts is a journey with plenty of ups and downs. So long as you don't quit training and stay healthy, the downs should be more like plateaus in which you perceive a slowing in your rate of progress. You should still be skeptical of even this perception. Sometimes you can be progressing without perceiving it. It can take a while for your brain to process and integrate new knowledge and skills. As a result, you will occasionally experience what seems to be a quantum leap in your perceived level of ability, a new level that almost seems to come from out of the blue. I suspect, though, that the reality is that this moment is the first moment after your brain puts the last piece of the puzzle in place. It's the equivalent of your first taste of a dish that has been slowly cooking for quite a while. This sudden appearance of the new and surprisingly higher level of skill reminds me of a phenomenon from complexity theory. Complexity theory is the study of complex systems. A complex system can be anything from a flock or swarm of animals, a collection of cells, as any biological creature could be called, a very complex machine, such as the Large Hadron Collider, to a very complex software program. The phenomenon from complexity theory that I referred to earlier is called emergent properties. An emergent property is a property of a complex system that seems to arise from nowhere once the complex system is assembled. Some examples would include the complexity of biology and life from a simple group of building blocks from chemistry. Another example is human consciousness emerging from a sufficiently large number of connections among a sufficiently large number of neurons. Another example is the seemingly intelligent behavior of a hive of insects, such as bees, ants, or termites, when no one individual insect has anything remotely approaching the level of intelligence necessary for such design and decision-making. The emergent new level of skill that occasionally appears in martial arts students strikes me as similar to these other forms of emergent property. When the last few vital pieces of the complex structure of a martial arts skill set fall into place, something new and greater seems to emerge. What's the point of all this? The point is that it's very difficult for any individual to make a rational, objective, and accurate assessment of their own level at any given time. A competent and ethical instructor, however, can be far more rational and objective than the student. That's yet one more reason to seek out an instructor whose judgment you can trust. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.